Welcome to I Feel Tried, the podcast. I'm Dez. And joining me today are from their very own podcast called Topa Talk. Please welcome Steph James and Cody Craig.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Joining me via Zoom. I know that this is not something that you guys are used to, but I'm saying you guys look like this is what you normally do because your little setup looks exactly like how I envision it on TV.
Perfect.
Thank you. I love yours. You got your Christmas tree.
I know. I'm so obsessed with Christmas. I don't want it to end. Like, I would leave my tree up year round and just change the color scheme of things if I could.
I say do it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Why not, right?
We're so happy to be here. We're excited.
Yay. Okay, so Topa Talk is the podcast that you both run. Tell me how that started, why it started, and why you're doing it now.
It actually started with me and a really close friend, Melissa Lamb. We started it in March of 2019, and the focus was to interview local business owners and entrepreneurs, get to know them, their story, and kind of give like a silver lining that, you know, everyone starts from somewhere and it's supposed to be inspiring to people. Also just get the word out and support local. And then we also did these segments called Tipsy Topa Talk, where we would buy local wine, get drunk, and then talk to them, which is really fun.
That sounds really cool. So yeah. You'd have local like winery owners or?
No, we would just pick up wine locally, okay. Like within a certain budget so that our like listeners could have a better idea because we're both trained sommeliers. So
both of you are?
Melissa and I were.
Oh, shit.
I have no taste buds left after all my cigarettes. I can't taste anything.
So we were trying to just give people, because I think people have a hard time buying wine in the grocery store. You know,
I never did back when I drank. I just chose whatever was the cheapest. Yeah, but
exactly. Sutter Home, $3.
And then
Sutter Home and yeah, Barefoot. Oh, my God. $4 Barefoot. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I mess around with Barefoot. I'm not too good.
Little Riesling, Moscato. Hell yeah. I was a candy wine drinker or dessert wine drinker, whatever
right
it's
on.
Called.
Yeah.
Riesling, Moscato, all that
Bubbles.
Stuff.
Bubbles.
Yeah, but mostly just for like Sunday fun day.
Yeah.
I used to do Sunday fun days, just get wasted, bottomless mimosas, you know, turn into nighttime thing. It was great.
Oh, I know. Day drinking is brutal.
It really is. And I don't know if you guys go out in downtown Ventura where like literally everyone's drunk on Sunday always. During the day. But
Des, you and I used to run in the same kind of bar hopping circle. I used to see you all the time back in our heyday.
Oh, Lord. Probably blacked out by the time you got there, huh?
I just remember one Halloween, he was like the best Joker. You were the Joker one year?
You saw me that year? Oh my God.
You gave me a hug. Of course, you don't remember it, but I'm not putting you on blast.
No, it's fine.
He looked at me. He was like Jared Leto.
The Jared Leto version.
Did you have your long hair?
No, I used to rock a pompadour hairstyle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I had that. Shirt open and everything. I was a good like 20 pounds lighter. So
weren't we all?
I put like foil, right? They call it the COVID-19 for a reason. Oh my God. I heard someone say that the other day and I'm like, yes,
the COVID-19.
That is accurate. Yeah.
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 Well, I understand that you're in a new season that just wrapped up, right? Season 2 of Topa Talk.
Yes. Season 2 wrapped up as of when we are recording this. And it was my first season and I was so glad that you asked me to join you. Melissa had left because she was getting busy with other work. And Stephanie hit me up about a year ago this time. Mm-hmm. And I was honored. I mean, Stephanie and I knew each other through mutual friends. And then we worked in the same workplace for a little bit. So it was very cool to be asked. And I've had such a blast doing it. It's been a year now and I love it.
I love that. So Melissa, is she involved at any capacity still?
She listens to every single episode the day it's released and gives me notes.
She's the best. I love Melissa.
She's our number one fan. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool. I mean, I definitely like to hear notes from people because if I'm doing what like I'm enjoying, but I'm the only one enjoying it, I should probably know about it. You know?
Feedback is important. Yeah.
And then we have a momager.
Yeah. My sister is our momager for
Kaylee
sure.
Crane.
I would say Kaylee and Melissa are very much the behind the scenes like focus group. Yeah. / manager / snaps us
private investors,
private investigators. Yeah.
Ooh, a little bit of that. Nice.
But yeah, we're grateful for them. We have like a cool group of listeners that we are super engaged with that we love. And then we have other secret ones when we find out. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Like me?
Yeah.
Like you?
Yeah. Seriously, it's awesome. How long have you been doing your podcast for?
We just hit a year. So, blew my mind when my friend was like, 52 weeks, I want to do 52 episodes. So I'm like, why would you pick the random number 52? That's so crazy. He goes, well, there's 52 weeks in a year. And I'm like, oh, shit. You just counted?
Right on.
This... I thought so. Shit. So I think this is 55. Oh. We took a week off for Christmas. So, yeah, we just literally hit a year.
Congratulations.
And awesome. Thank you. It's exciting. Definitely a lot has changed for me. So it's cool to see another podcast that's not only local, but that has kind of done some shifting as well. So it just kind of goes don't to show
gotta,
that you can.
Yeah. Don't we gotta change? Like, I feel like no matter what you're doing, you have to always be ready to adapt. Otherwise, how boring. You know,
yeah,
pivot.
Different flavors.
I
you know?
Admire
different
your flavors. Podcast because you know I love pop culture, and I feel like your podcast is dripping in pop culture. And I love the games that you play. It's very like it's kind of a like more fun, less produced version of like Watch What Happens Live. Kind of reminds you like yes. fun games. Do you know what I mean?
Thanks. Yeah. I know. I definitely wasn't a podcast listener before this. But then I got sober. I guess I didn't tell you guys this before, but I got sober almost a year and 8 months ago. So congrats. When that happened, thank you. I used to drink a fucking lot. That's what we were talking about before we started recording. But no, I started, you know, not hanging out with the same people or anyone really anymore. And when I was at the gym, I'm like, okay, I don't have a workout buddy. Let me listen to podcasts. And then you feel like you're hanging out with people.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I got into that. Listening to a couple of your recent episodes, I definitely learned a lot about the both of you.
Steph,
I'm just
back.
Meeting you today. But that's really awesome. That's probably why you guys are, you know, going into season three, because people really are attracted to you guys both being so open, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Of course, I really took some of like the funny bits that you guys were talking about. And oh my God, I got so excited when I was listening because Cody, you were talking about doing a Grinch impression.
Yes, do
one. And I was like, I do a Grinch impression. Stop. And the literal same line that you were doing is the same
what line did I do?
Thing that I do. So mine would go like this. I don't know all the words.
Okay,
but
come on.
He goes, 6:30, have dinner with myself. I can't cancel on... on that again.
I will never do a Grinch impression again because that was perfect. Yes.
That's literally... No, but you literally do the same line and that's always the line that I do whenever I do my little Grinch impression.
I hear that movie just constantly in my mind. It's like an earworm. Like the quotes from that movie. I don't know what it is about that movie, but
it's God, really funny.
There's some really great quotes in there.
Iconic. It's iconic. 20 years old, apparently, and just turned 20.
Old.
Like, yeah. I don't understand.
That
but...
was an incredible impression. Well done, Des. I love it.
Thank you. Okay. Well, like you mentioned earlier, we play a lot of games on this podcast. So I planned three for the two of you.
I'm so excited.
I have one for you each to individually play because I want to test your knowledge on either what you specialize in or what I know that you don't specialize in.
Okay.
And the last will be an 805 scavenger hunt because I'm so excited about the way that you take on your podcast with a local sort of angle.
Yes.
So I wanted to play that up.
Okay.
So if you're ready, I want to get into the first game and I'll let you guys choose who wants to go first.
Do you want to go first or me? You want me to go first? Yeah. Stephanie looks nervous.
Okay, I'm going to go first.
In your defense.
You go first? Okay.
In your defense, you got this.
Okay.
But I'll be quiet.
No, you totally do. It's honestly just like a yes or no sort of a thing.
Okay.
So, okay, Steph, one of the cool things about Topa Talk is how you started, what would you call it? Like a feature
quick
or
cuts.
A spinoff quick of doing, cuts. Yeah, quick cuts.
I like spinoff.
Spinoff. It's our version of Tipsy Topa, if you will. Like, it's our little special thing.
Nice. And it's just a smaller condensed version, right? It's like a 15-minute version of Topa Talk?
Yeah, it's kind of where we kind of try to play games or... incorporate that really
it's
fun
more, yeah it's more yeah. irreverent. It's for people that are going on a quick walk, people that are waiting in line at the grocery store to get in, just something quick and easy, you know.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that. Just go get coffee in your car, which I do every day.
Yeah.
Like I'm waiting to get my coffee bean, then when we're off of this I'm gonna go straight over.
Nice.
Okay, so I listened to one of your quick cuts about you learning about like drag culture and gay culture, so I thought what a perfect opportunity to see what you learned. Actually, not even really at all. But this game is called Do You Know Her?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I know I'm not playing.
I know. I feel like you're gonna know the answers. No, so
gonna,
I need you.
I'm gonna be quiet. I'm gonna psychically beam them to her.
Just psychically, I'll accept.
Okay.
So what you're gonna do is, I have a list of 7 names, and they could either be, because I'm a humongous professional wrestling nerd, I love pro wrestling, so they will either be the name of a female pro wrestler,
this is fun,
or of a drag queen.
Oh my god, this is so cool. You're so good. This is so fun. All right, I'll be quiet.
So your job is to let me know if you think it's a wrestler or a drag queen. Are you ready?
Yes.
You got this.
Okay, number 1, Ruby Riott.
I say yes if it's a drag queen, right?
You can just say queen or wrestler.
Okay, I think that's a drag queen.
Drag queen?
No. Okay, I Ruby feel like Riott. I heard the name Ruby a lot.
Probably. Never, oh my god, probably everywhere.
I never realized that wrestlers and drag queens have such similar names. If you think about it.
They share a lot in common. There's a lot of like dressing theatrical, up and theatrics.
Yeah. What is that? Double entendre? I actually don't know what that means, but I feel like that might be how to use
double
it.
Double entendre means it means something, but it could mean something else.
That's
it's
kind
like
of
a double pun.
Drag names.
You know?
I think that's a lot of drag queens, or at least the names that I really like. So. Yeah.
And it's usually sexual.
Okay. Number 2, Sasha Banks.
Fuck. Okay.
It could go either way, right?
I'm going to say it's a drag queen.
That is my favorite wrestler.
I was ready for you to do some sort of pattern. Now I'm like, do I say drag queen again?
Don't even think about the pattern. Think of your intuition.
No, it's like when you go into a
test. I try very hard not to have a pattern.
Yeah. When you go into a test and you're like, I've chosen C too many times. And then you're like, fuck, what did I fuck up?
Don't even think of the pattern.
Exactly. There hasn't been any A's yet. I have to pick A at some point. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's actually who my dog is named after. Sasha Banks.
Really?
That's so
is
cute.
That your favorite wrestler?
My favorite. I love her because she chose her name because Sasha, you know, like Sasha Fierce, Beyonce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Banks, Tyra Banks. And I idolize both of those women.
Sasha
so.
Banks.
Hey-o. Sasha Banks.
Oh my God. Okay.
Number 3. She goes by Easy Breezy McCall.
Okay. That has to be a drag queen.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that drag queen.
Easy Breezy McCall. I'm just ready for you to say Regina St. James.
Who's that? I love that name. Regina St. James?
Our reigning Ventura VC Pride drag queen royalty, Your Highness. She won like the Pride. It's Shavar Martin. You know Shavar. You know Shavar.
Wait, I feel like someone has mentioned that name to me before.
He's beautiful.
You would know Shavar if you saw him. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like Ventura family.
You mean from being out in like Ventura?
Yeah. Anyways. He's pure gold.
Love him.
Yeah, so she is from San Antonio, which is probably why you don't know her. But my heart is in San Antonio. I've been going there like, I was going to say every year, but that's probably not true. But just a lot since I was like a child. And if I didn't live here, I'd want to live there. Aww. So.
Oh, I love
that's
that.
That's awesome.
I don't blame you for not knowing Easy Breezy, but shout out anyways.
Shout out to Easy Breezy.
Number 4, Karma Limbs.
That's a great name.
Here's the thing. It's like the limbs, you know? It could be for wrestling.
I just imagine a wrestler named Karma Limbs going.
Like, I got my
I'm
going to
tear your limbs apart.
Limbs are ready. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying
that's how she comes out is like that or what?
Balmer limbs.
I'm saying wrestler.
Wrestler. Unfortunately, this is one of Ventura's local drag queens, Karma Limbs.
What a great name.
I've never met her, but I wanted to give a shout out to local drag queens.
Karma Limbs.
Karma
Limbs.
I gotta get.
If you're listening, we love you, Karma.
Oh my God.
Just kidding.
Sorry, I thought you were a professional wrestler, but I just believe in you.
Does she perform in like Patties and stuff?
I think that's. I saw it on a flyer from Patty's. Yeah, that the Karma was going to be there. So
Karma Limbs.
Catch her at Patty's when this shit is all over.
Is that limbs?
What's that?
Like limbs?
Limbs. Yeah, like a limb, like an arm.
I'd love to learn her. Let's have her on. I'd love to learn her backstory.
You guys get dibs.
All right. Okay, go.
Number 5, Ivory.
That's it.
She doesn't need 2 names. She's Ivory.
Gosh, I'm realizing the connect, like the similarities between drag and wrestling is like so high right now, because Ivory, it's like so simple, but it's also like, I'm that bitch, I don't need multiple names, so like it could really go either way.
That's why I chose her.
Okay, I'm bad at this, so I'm just gonna say drag.
She is a Hall of Famer in WWE's Hall of Fame. Former women's champion.
Oh, she's like the
Does
Hulk.
Does she use the chair?
Hulk Hogan.
No, she used to have this really cool gimmick where, actually, it's probably offensive now in 2020. So I'll tiptoe. They were like basically a very highly religious like cult. A cult's probably too strong of a word. But they were just a little group. A little faction.
Yes.
And she would be super covered, and like when the girls would try to like rip off her clothes again back in like 99, they used to have bra and panties matches where they'd rip off each other's clothes. And so that was like her gimmick, that she couldn't have anybody see, you know, her skin or her legs and stuff like that. Yeah.
Very holy. Oh my God.
Ivory.
It was pretty cool. Ivory, look her up.
I'll look her up. I'll look up. Oh, I want to get all up in that. Yes. I want to be a wrestler. I want to do a bra and panties wrestling.
You don't get to be.
You're going
to
win.
Off when we're done with this recording or what? We're going to play Twister. That's our third game. Bra and panties Twister. That's the third game. Yes.
Extra credit game.
Oh my God.
Number 6. Angel Damon.
I know this one.
It's drag.
Oh, fuck. Well, obviously.
Why would you know a wrestler?
Fuck, I'm so stupid. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I love the help.
You helped me. Oh, I know. You helped your partner out.
That's
I
a like local it. Drag queen, too.
Ventura's Ventura. Own, Angel yep. Damon. Oh and God. The last one, number 7, Molly Holly.
Cody.
No, I know. No, I like the name. I've never heard of that name before.
Also, it feels like in the theme of your favorite holiday.
I know, right?
I'm going to say wrestler.
That would be my name. Ooh, you got it right. Hey,
Molly Holly, yes. Bringing those jollies.
What would your drag name be, Des? Have you ever done drag?
Okay, so I say no, but then somebody reminded me. I did dress up as my other favorite wrestler, Nikki Bella.
Oh, yeah, the Bella Twins.
1 year. And they're like, you literally painted on boobs and were wearing a wig. Like, of course you're in drag. I'm like, I guess.
What would your drag name be?
I really wish I knew. People have given me drag names. Like, someone calls me Des Janae Bella.
Oh, that's good.
Not sure why, but I actually really like it.
I love that. Des Janae
Bella. What would your drag name be?
Cody's had like 7 million.
I have a million. They change. I don't even know what
Crystal Geyser.
Crystal Geyser.
Remember that one?
I like that.
Charity Case.
Charity. Ooh, okay, yes. You need to, yeah, I love that one.
Kind of like pathetic and like grungy, like disgusting, like me.
Like, wait, it would be a grungy character? Charity kind Case?
Of, my ideal, I guess I'll say this on the record. If someone steals it, I'll just fucking sue them. I'm just Uh-oh. Kidding.
Yeah, this is your stamp.
My drag queen, if I ever do drag, her name would be Hickey Monroe. And she's very like, I always say she looks like she woke up in somebody's backyard on the 5th of July. Like, she always looks kind of American hungover.
And that's you.
Like, and that's me, like, cigarette dangling from my mouth. I'm like, who do I gotta fuck around here to get a coffee? Like, that's Hickey Monroe.
Grizzly.
She's from
Hickey
Florida.
Monroe. Okay, Hickey Monroe, I love that.
But I like coming up with like the fun names,
the like puns, right?
My sister came up with one, Daya. Diabetes.
Ooh, too soon.
That's
awful. No, we just send each other like the dumbest ones all the time. I love it. I think it's so fun.
Honestly, Charity Case is amazing. Charity Case. I love that. And she wouldn't be the Charity Case. She would be the what do you call it?
No, I would. I would
thespian.
No, like
she'd be the person donating.
I feel like Charity Case. She would no. She I would want her to like have a ankle monitor on. Like that's this kind of drag.
Aww.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
My stripper name's Sally Brookfield, if that matters.
Oh,
that's pretty elegant. Sally Brookfield could have an office job, or she could be working at night.
She's a business bitch.
Yes. Yeah.
She's
yes.
in the blazer.
She's a business owner. She runs her own business.
Exactly. Yes.
I love that.
She's a, hold on, what do you call it? Of the private sector. I have a friend who says that she used to work for the private sector, and I'm like, does that actually mean what I think it
means? What is a private sector?
Wait, yeah, what does it mean?
It just means it's not a government job.
Oh.
So what is not a government job?
If it's not a government job, like the business center?
like working at a restaurant is not a government job, right?
Right, it's a private employer. It's a private sector.
But what if it's corporate?
Do I work for
if it's like a publicly traded company, then it's not private.
Does that mean
like Red Lobster?
Okay. Lobster's not a private sector?
I don't think so. I worked for Olive Garden and they own everything, including Lobster.
You worked for Olive Garden and TGI Fridays?
Oh, I'm that corporate bitch. I told you. Sally Brookfield is playing.
Speaking of diabetes, you caused most of it, girl. Back in your serving days, girlfriend.
Yeah, I bartended at TGI
He's
Fridays.
He's uncomfortable.
He went, and it's pure sugar. Everything. It's disgusting.
At TGI Fridays? I mean, yeah, I wouldn't. expect anything less from there.
Thank God.
Sorry.
Thank God it's Friday.
I didn't know how else to say that. Hey. But I used to work at Olive Garden too. That was my first serving job.
Soup, salad, and breadsticks.
That shit was so fucking annoying. Are you kidding me? People would have five refills on that shit before your food even comes. Like, hold on.
I'm glad you've met me before. That's where we met. My five refills of breadsticks.
You were the one that I brought the five refills to.
I was like, shove it up my ass at this point. I love those breadsticks. I love them. Oh my God. I love those breadsticks.
Amazing.
Oh man.
Wait, don't press fast forward just yet. I learned about a game-changing new alternative to alcohol and an antidote to modern times. Recess is an all-natural, low-sugar, low-carb, and organic sparkling water designed to make you feel calm, focused, and to inspire you to be your most productive self. Recess is more than just another CBD company. They combine calming hemp extract and balancing adaptogens to keep you calm, cool, collected. Recess is certified 0.0% THC and does not align itself with marijuana. Right now, there are six delicious flavors to choose from. Black cherry, pomegranate hibiscus, blood orange, peach ginger, coconut lime, and blackberry chai. Recess has designed a feeling and they want to share that feeling with the world. Use the code IFEELTRIED at time of purchase to receive 15% off any beverage, any apparel, or any subscription. Visit takearecess.com to place your order today. A huge shout out to Nirvana Naturals for being a sponsor this week. Nirvana Naturals are vegan skincare products created to protect you from the inside out. The Earth to Vanilla Body Butter can help to reverse aging, stretch marks, dark spots, and discoloration. It can also be used to help treat eczema and psoriasis and reduces flare-ups. The Orange Roses Facial Serum will have you glowing and will protect your skin from sun damage, not to mention its enticing natural citrus fragrance, which is designed to keep your hormones safe. All products are contained in glass to prevent harmful chemicals that plastic can hold. So many benefits to treating your body right. To learn more, check out their Instagram at Nirvana_naturals or visit them online at nirvananaturals.com. Okay, well, you did really good on your game, and I think it's time to trade places and have Cody go next.
I'm up.
So, again, I know that you are a pop culture fanatic. I love watching your Instagram stories because I don't follow the royal family, but I feel like I know everything about them just because of all of your posts.
You're the local reporter.
I always say I'm the royal correspondent for Ojai.
Yes, of Ojai. There you go.
It's so silly because I know as much as most people do, I think. I just love them. But I think
Silly. You have like a favorite,
I have
don't
Princess
you?
Princess Diana on right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Princess Diana.
You
that's
see her?
Right.
There she is.
I do. I don't think I ever got to like know her. I mean, obviously not know
she
her.
She died.
Didn't she pass like early in the 90s?
Did you hear?
Yeah.
Did you hear about it?
97, late 90s.
Oh, I just realized sweatshirt is the same purple as the Beanie Baby, the bear. Do you remember the purple Diana bear memorative Beanie Baby?
I am the Beanie Baby.
You are the Beanie Baby.
Oh my God, Steph, you just made this so...
That's my
shout
type.
Shout out to Jock Mooney. He's a British queer artist that makes the most iconic prints and clothes of like gay icons. And graphic designs, of course you can't see it because it's a podcast. What are we doing? But but look at his website. I'm wearing a really cool Princess Diana pullover that's just so much fun. Yeah.
That'll be bonus for the Instagram page. So
perfect.
Yes. Yeah.
So now is the time to choose your angle. Yeah. It's like we were saying. There you go.
That's my angle.
Oh my God. Okay.
That's the angle. That's it. Well, I know that you are also a fan of The Real Housewives. I'm obsessed. I wonder who of us is more obsessed. Do you have a favorite housewife franchise?
Do you want to know the goddamn truth? Is that okay. I've always, always loved Beverly Hills just because they have been so enjoyable to watch. During quarantine, I got my shit together and finally discovered The Real Housewives of Potomac, which I was totally sleeping on. Everybody was telling me to watch it. No, it's by DC. It's basically like DC. Okay. Potomac is like a very affluent community.
Yeah, the river.
Maryland. Is that a river, really?
I've never heard of the place. I thought it was silly. I just never got into the gig. And during quarantine, they're my favorite city to watch. They are my favorite women to watch. They have the most complex, in my opinion, storylines, the most interesting, breaking the fourth wall of like the cameramen and the producers are involved. I love it. So Potomac is my favorite for sure. But I love them all. I don't fuck with Dallas. I've never seen Dallas. I know. I'm sorry. I would like to. That's maybe my next deep dive. I know you've had Dallas on here.
He's also a Texas guy.
Well, of course you love Dallas. I've never seen Dallas. I didn't really get into Atlanta. I didn't really get into New Jersey.
Okay, now and you're I'm, honestly I'm off offending
of Orange
me.
County. I'm off of Orange County. They're so boring.
I have a question. Wait. Who has more work done? The Beverly Hills crew or the Potomac? Or
oh, Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Potomac Beverly barely Hills. Has anything.
I like that. I would like to see that.
I would say other than breasts and Botox, I don't think Potomac has anything done.
Is Lisa on Beverly Hills?
Vanderpump?
Lisa Vanderpump?
Yeah.
She was.
Okay. That's like the only only Housewives I've seen.
But you want to know the truth Hills about one. The game that we're
She's
about
the
to
queen
play?
Of the Housewives.
Even though I don't watch very much Housewives, mm-hmm. which sounds mm-hmm. funny. Like very many cities. I know the players. I just don't play the game. So I'm hoping I'm going to be good anyway. So feel free to test me on anybody. Do you know what I mean?
I honestly feel like you are just, everything you say is just like could be someone's Instagram bio. I know the players, but I don't play the game.
I know the players.
Yes.
But right now I'm on season 4 of New York. After finishing Potomac, I went ahead and started New York from scratch, like from season 1, because I'd never finished it all the way through. So I'm on
New York is the only one I don't watch.
Oh, really? You get into it. They're fucking nuts.
I just feel like it's not relatable.
It's
to
not
me,
relatable.
Unfortunately.
Not.
I mean, I can't really relate to the housewives living in mansions in Beverly Hills either, but at least I know, like, oh, I've been there. Oh, I've eaten there before. I know where that street is.
And just the kind of the way that about them in New York, East Coasters and West Coasters are just vastly different people. And so it's hard to relate to New York, but I've been enjoying it. Yeah.
Don't they get like fucking wasted and they're like,
oh, see, that's very. Sometimes it's dark because they get drunk.
They're out of that typical party stage. Not to shame anyone, but at the same time, kind of.
Right. The one I watched last night, the woman, this 50-year-old woman, walks in the party and instead of saying hello to the hostess, she goes, "Where's my Pinot Grigio?" And she just met the lady and she goes, "Oh, it's somewhere." No. She goes, I told you, it was Ramona.
I don't care how old you are. If you're 14 years old and you do that, well, you probably shouldn't be drinking, but no, don't do that at any age. Just be fucking nice, okay?
You go to like your parents' Christmas party at 14 years old. Well, where the fuck is my Pinot Grigio?
Where's my fucking Pinot Grigio,
what
bitch?
The fuck? Andy Cohen's calling, "Hi, what are you doing in 4 years?
You're in." Okay, well, like I mentioned, it is going to be a housewife game.
I'm ready.
What I have for you are 5 quotes. They could be Real Housewife taglines, or they could just be a random movie quote, song quote.
You're fucking with the wrong one. I know every tagline, and I'll tell you who said it too.
We'll see. Well, extra credit.
You heard it here, guys. Okay.
Let's see. No, I'm gonna fail. I'm gonna get them all wrong.
You just really hyped yourself up right
Way
now.
Way to be humble about it, you know?
Yeah.
Like of all things.
Yeah. I know. I'll tell you who said it too. All right.
So yeah, so your answers will be fake if it is not a Real Housewife tagline, or like you just promised us, you can tell us exactly who it is if it is.
All right, let's go. All right.
Okay, so this is called I Said What I Said.
I Said What I Said, Nene Leakes.
Okay, I was going to say, who did that one? Okay, number 1. Steph, you're like, I don't know anything about what you're saying.
See, I don't even watch Atlanta.
Right,
I know the players, man. All right, let's
Atlanta's go. Like the best one. I
oh
love
my God.
And Jersey.
See, okay. We watch
oh, there's
different
a Jersey
things.
One?
I know, those are my fucking favorite. Jersey, Atlanta.
Oh, I want to watch
they're
the
like,
Jersey
they're
one.
Like in-laws. They're all,
it's
very
And they're not like performing because they're not like celebrities. They were real civilians first turned into reality stars. Civilians. So you get their real life drama
oh
and not
God.
Like produced drama like Denise Richards and shit like that. But anyways.
No, but for real. All right.
Number 1. And I'm going to say it in my housewife voice.
Okay, I love it.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
That's not real. That's fake. Is that real?
That is fake. That is a quote from Mean Girls. That's Gretchen Wiener.
I've seen Mean Girls once in my life.
Yeah.
I won't be. Ew. What? No, sorry. Awful. Reaction. Sorry, my bad.
Bad game. Pop culture. I don't watch anything or see anything. I'm crazy. All right.
I don't even feel like it's a gay thing. I think it's a millennial thing. Like, even my older brother, who's heterosexual, he, I think, is the one who watched it first, and then I wanted to be like him, so I watched it back in 2004. Well, good job. You got the point. Number two. If you don't like my shade, then step out of my shadow.
That is definitely, I want to say, either Kenya Moore or Portia Williams.
Wow!
Who was it?
That is my girl, Kenya Moore. That was really good.
Oh my God.
And that's her new one, the one that's only been on for like 3 weeks.
Well, I love Kenya. I think she's fabulous. She's absolutely bonkers in the coolest
genius
way. Yes, genius. Well, geniuses are bonkers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm loving this game. Good. This is the best.
Number three. I'm saucy like barbecue, but you won't get this baby back.
If that's Dallas, I'm gonna die. If that's from Dallas, I will start watching it. Is that real?
Your guess is real.
I'm gonna say that that's
no
housewife.
So that was fake, and that was actually a shout out to you, Steph, because on the most recent episode, or I guess maybe two episodes ago, of your podcast, you were saying how obsessed you are with Meg the Stallion.
Yes.
So that is from Body Yanni 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 Yanni.
It's from Body.
I said it like a housewife, but I'm saucy like barbecue, but you won't get this baby back.
Yes. Oh, I love that line too. The way she says it, it's like this baby back.
Oh my God.
Exactly. I tried to say it a little.
That could be your tagline for even though you're a vegetarian.
Barbecue sauce on a little like corn or something. That'll be good.
I love when she's like, I could build a house with all the brick I got. I'm singing it and I literally have $0 in my bank account. And I'm like, hey, I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. And then it's like, nah.
You're speaking it into existence.
I'm
exactly.
I'm ashamed I got that one wrong. But it sounds
that's
like a
okay.
Dallas housewife.
Oh, tried it. That was shade. No, just kidding.
What?
Number four. Around here, there's more than just dresses in everyone's closet.
That is housewives, and that is around here, there's more than just dresses in everyone's closet. It's got to be Beverly Hills. No, it's got to be. What is that? It's a housewife. But who is it?
Yeah. You're right.
It's Beverly Hills.
And you're right about Beverly Hills.
Okay, then let me guess who it is. Around here, there's more than what?
There's more than just dresses in everyone's closet.
That's got to be someone boring like Eileen Davidson or something.
I love Eileen.
Sorry, she's so dull.
That's from the most recent season.
Okay, there's more than just dresses in everyone's closet. Who the fuck was on this season?
Also, no shit. There's also shirts and things.
Skeletons.
I know, but it's
It wasn't not Erica Jane, was it?
There's some shoes. No, not Erica Jane.
Okay, who was it?
Kyle, the OG.
Kyle, that's such a silly tagline for her.
Makes sense, because she was kind of watching from...
Sister. She was... No, that's Kim.
That's her sister.
Really, but they're sisters?
Men. Yes.
See, I knew the sisters. Okay?
Kim Richards is one of all-time favorite housewives. Bonkers.
Most she's pretty great.
The blonde bonkers. One. Psycho.
It would
with
be,
her daughter?
It's an insult for me to call Kenya Moore bonkers on the same podcast. I call Kim Richards bonkers because they're on different playing fields. Kenya Moore is a genius. Kim Richards is bonkers.
Well, both have been invited to be on this show, so I'm gonna stay quiet, okay?
Bonkers, and we respect you.
I just such a favorite
bonkers.
Housewife, yeah.
And the fifth and final one. Ladies don't start fights, but they can finish them.
I want to say that's a Real Housewife. Ladies don't start fights, but they can finish them. It sounds like Countess Lillian. Who was it?
So random. I don't know how I found this quote, but that's from The Aristocats.
What?
You know, the animated...
Real felines.
Like some little cat was like...
Yeah. And she was like, she had these eyelashes and everything, and she's like, ladies don't start... Well, she didn't move her head like I just did right now, but she was like, ladies don't start.
My sister's cat just fucking tore into their neighbor's cats. I caught them, and I threw my iced coffee at the cats to break it up.
No, you didn't.
What a waste of coffee.
No, I was horrified because they were really going at it. Ladies don't start fights. They finish.
But they can finish them.
They can finish them. I threw my iced coffee at those cats. My sister's cat had white fluff out of its mouth. It just tore into that. It was like the Lion King. Anyway,
I believe you, but I shouldn't.
No, it's
like,
the truth. It was horrifying.
Is this real?
It was horrifying. Yeah. What would your Real Housewife tagline be, Des?
I should have prepared these. Oh my God. Sorry. I don't know. I used to like think of them like a few years ago, like when I was drunk, like at 2:30, trying to go to sleep. I think I actually, I don't know. None of them would be good. I made a stupid one. Like, I may not know where I am, but at least I know who I am.
Or oh, something. Yeah. There you go.
Because you're just drunk all the time and blacked out.
I don't know where I am.
Maybe. I know. Who knows where I am? Because that's definitely used to happen a lot.
I can't believe I don't watch New York with Sonia Morgan, who, like, all of her taglines are always very, because the gays love her. She's like, the I've never seen Sex in the City. Who's Kim Cattrall's character?
I'm a bad person. I don't know.
Very like.
I don't watch it either, but it was literally just on when I was getting ready. She's Samantha.
Samantha. Her like tagline was like something like I'm tired of being on the top. I want to be someone's bottom. Like she's just very just like all over the
place. I did hear about that. Yes.
Yeah, all over the place or something like that.
Steph, do you remember what bottom means?
Yeah.
Ha ha. What does it mean?
You take it.
Bonus point. Just kidding.
You take it.
You're receiving, right?
Yeah. You're on the receiving end.
You take it.
There you go. That was so fun to listen to you like guessing because it was, you know, it's just such a lighthearted, like silly thing to do.
I know. I felt so matter of fact about things too. I'd be like, you take it in the butt.
You take it.
Next question. In the butt.
Right. Next just question. Super like grammatically correct.
My favorite one to this day is beard. I've been using it.
Beard.
Mm-hmm. Beard. Oh my God. I don't know why I doubted myself for a second. Beard. Like
a girl that
cover up, right? Like, yeah. Someone you get like a... someone to like be your arm candy, but really you're into dudes or something.
Right.
Okay. I'm all like testing myself. Wait, I do know this. Wait. Right.
Well, there's, I know. And it's like, you think you know a term, but then you look it up and you're like, oh
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I always thought tea meant gossip, but it means the truth. Like it's not even gossip. It's like, this is the tea. This is like what's actually happening.
Wait, but I use it like that.
I know. Well, it's like gossipy though.
What I'm saying is that we kind of put our own spin on things as you know, words and phrases evolve. But when I actually, I was making that episode similar to the game that you're playing. And I was like, oh, T means like, what's the gossip? What's going on? And when I looked it up, it's like, it stands for truth. Like it's similar enough.
Definitely truthful gossip.
Truthful gossip.
I need help. Yes.
You got that right.
I need help with something. Because I'm not good on the internet. What does JFC stand for?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay.
I didn't know that either.
I just see it used all the time, and I'm like, what is that? I also didn't. Yeah. I thought it was like, just fucking cuss.
I didn't offend. You're not offended on the podcast.
That's cool, too.
What?
The what?
No.
Okay. Well, that was a lovely game. I love the Housewives. I really do. You're inspiring me to watch Dallas when I finish New York.
It's honestly amazing because, again, they're real people that are, you know, just very high end or whatever you want to say. And they bring their real drama. And it got a little ugly last year because there was a lot of like racist stuff. But
I heard about that.
Yeah, they got fired.
What's her nuts? What's her name? Whatever.
Leanne Locken.
She was very, she was being racist against Hispanic people.
Yeah, a lot of people are racist, it turns out.
Mexican specifically?
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't watch it. Yeah.
Yikes. Well, one of my favorite aspects of your show is that you feature small business owners and local businesses. So, Steph, why is it important to you to highlight this on Topa Talk?
Okay, well, I guess I've moved around a little bit in my adult life, and I've lived in like Long Beach, I lived in Ventura for a while, I lived in Ojai, I lived in Oxnard, and I never really cared about, I don't know, I was so in my own lane forever, you know, like just focus head down and stuff, and I've never really cared about like my neighbor, who my neighbors were, or you know, I don't know. I didn't ever have a real connection to where I lived. I felt like, you know, and I really was like craving that because when I grew up, like if we went to a local diner and the owner walked by, my dad would be like, oh, that's the owner. Da, da, da. And I would look at those people like they were Superman or they were like the president just walked in, you know, I was like, seriously, I've always been fascinated with business owners. Like to me, they are the greatest leaders that we have. And like, I know it's so lame, but like, it's just
beautiful.
It's something that like, it's extremely inspiring to me. And it makes me feel like I have agency in my own life to do what I want and live a lifestyle that I want. Like, like a really dumb example is like Tortilla House here in Ojai. They make amazing burritos. They take a full month off in December to celebrate with their family to like in the year. And it's like, it's so cool that you can create a business and a lifestyle and it doesn't have to be.
You make your own rules.
Yeah. And so I don't know. I just always really looked up to those people and I wanted to learn more about them, like for my own selfish reasons, because I want to own my own business. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, let's interview all these great people and learn from them and also like create a larger connection. And then as we started doing it, like my life opened up. It was insane. Like to this day, my boyfriend and I talk about it all the time. Like we'll go out and like we know people or like people come by and be like, oh, hey, how are you? And like I have this huge connection
To the community.
To the community now. And it's like so cool, you know? And it's like, I'm not really doing much besides giving people a platform to like talk about themselves and their own experiences. But it's like the friends and relationships and opportunities I've had because of it have been insane. Like,
it's cool because I think if you were to unscrew Steph's head, it would just be filled with gears and things. She's constantly tick, 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 tick. Like you could just tell that she's constantly thinking whenever she meets someone, like, what is your deal? How can I help build you up as a person and as a business owner? What inspiration can I take from you? It's just very cool to watch the way that your mind works when you meet business owners and when you talk about businesses and when you talk about like what you're starting next year with ASA.
Yeah, I think the connections are the biggest part for me. Like, oh, I talked to this business owner who needs this thing, and actually this person's really good at this thing, and like how can we like fix those things? And so, you know, through the podcast, I've talked to so many people that are like, oh, I've always wanted to start a podcast, or I have a great idea, or my friend is so funny and I've been working on this idea, but they just can't get started. And so Asa and I, my boyfriend, are launching a company in January to help create podcasts.
Ooh,
so
okay.
Yeah, somebody who's had a great idea, but just like can't wrap their head around the equipment price or like mm-hmm. editing or posting. Posting's hard, like figuring out an RSS feed and figuring out how to get you on iTunes and Spotify. It's all a lot. And like it stops people mm-hmm. from the creative process.
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
And so we're really focused on creating like a super affordable package, which it is. It's like really, we're not asking for a lot at all. We really mm-hmm. just want to help people. And it's can be totally like unique to the situation. We have a client in Santa Barbara who's sending us recordings and we're just going to edit them. They already have a podcast. I have two clients that are starting brand new podcasts. So we're launching campaigns for that. And so it's just about helping people be creative and connect with the community. Cause I think it's just it's opened my life up. I want to help.
You're amplifying voices in the community at the end of the day. Like it's
exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I view your podcast as, and what I think helps you both to, or the podcast, I guess, as a unit to stand out. I remember seeing friends post, oh yeah, Topa Talk, like before my podcast, when you guys were first on, and I remember like looking into it, and I think you had my friend Tara Schnell.
Yes. Oh my God.
You had
first
her on.
Guest.
And you had Allie on, yes. Right? Allie Schnell.
We had her on this year again.
I yes, love Allie. Yes. And Tara.
Tara.
But yeah, I have such a crush on Allie.
I've talked about this with Tara before and on the podcast, but Tara was a huge catalyst for us. This is what I'm learning too about small businesses is like, we interviewed Tara and she was like, these are all the people I think you should interview. And that's how we started our list and reaching out to people. Like, we just interviewed Tara. And, like, people are like, oh, Tara did it. We trust Tara. So we'll do
exactly.
it, you know? Because, like,
we haven't
had that many people turn us down. And she was such a believer and, like, really pushed us to, like, get these people. And, like, so many people. We got Allie. We got Charlotte and Steve. We got, like, so many people. Like, Charlotte Stone Shoes. Like, I don't know. It was just such a gateway. Caleb. We got Evan Mendel, whose art is, like, hanging right here. And, like, it was such a cool catalyst. I'm obsessed with Tara Schnell and Allie as well, but they're incredible business people for sure.
Yeah. I love that you guys essentially make these like your story. I mean, that story was just so beautiful about how you'd see a business owner and then you look at them like a celebrity, right? Yeah. So I love that your podcast takes these local superstars and really elevates them to be presented that way. So
I think that's
really awesome of you guys.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Great way to word that. Thank you, Doug.
Thanks. So I thought that would be a good segue into our final game, which is our second time playing. Oh my God. I'm kind of nervous because I kept this on the shelf for months and months and months. I hope it's not like too hard or not clear enough. But this is 805 Scavenger Hunt.
Bring it on.
And if there's shit we don't know, this is exciting, actually, because like learning about the community and then maybe it'll be like future guests and future topics. So
yeah,
I'm going to try to be positive.
I'm going to be less cocky this time than I was on the housewife time. I'm not going to be like, I'm going to know all the places. I'm going to know what housewives went there. Go.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, so what I have for you are five locations that are specific to Ventura County. I'm not sure that they're considered small businesses, to be honest with you, because I'm not really an expert at that, but they could be, I don't know.
Okay.
But the thing is that they're specific to Ventura County, so you won't find these in LA, you won't find them in, you know, Texas. So you get three hints. The people playing at home love to guess with you guys, so... Okay. I'll do all three hints first, and then if you think you know, you can say your guess after that.
We'll buzz in.
We'll buzz in. We'll raise our hand when we know.
Yes.
Okay, you do raise your hand at home, and Des will ask you.
what? I like mute you guys until Yeah. That would be so rude. Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Let's start with number one. I come in peace. I come to relax. I come to restore. You can be here for an evening or you can stay for a while. This town is quiet and considered a hidden gem, and I'm a retreat. Where am I?
Is it the Ojai Valley Inn and then spa?
Yeah!
What a okay, lovely cool. place.
Yes! Yay. I had to change those clues because no one knew what I was talking about when I tested them really? Before this.
I bet you could ask me anything about the Ojai Valley Inn and I would know it. Me too. Know what I mean.
You may or you may not know. Who knows? But this time you knew. That was it. Number two. Get one for me, get one for you. You buy one, I give you two.
Pay less shoes.
We've been...
You're supposed to wait for the...
No, didn't that go out of business? We've been around for decades, and we're still here with pride. You can celebrate your birthday, a weekday, or any other holiday. Where am I?
Patty's.
Oh my God, yay!
2-for-1 Thursdays.
I thought it was college night.
2-for-1.
College night?
Thursdays tavern, right? Tavern, and then you'd go to Patty's, you know?
You'd start.
I was there every Thursday.
Yeah. Well, who would? I mean, yeah, I would. Yeah, I'd be crawling on the floor every Thursday. Oh, yeah. Patties, yeah.
Absolutely. That's kind of why I did Thirsty Thursday for the podcast, because now that I don't drink, I still want to like have fun on Thursday. So
Thursday's such a Ventura County party day for I know. Sure.
But it's also everywhere, too. Like, you really? Go to college towns and, mm-hmm. and even in, like, West Hollywood, I've done that a few times. And, mm-hmm. yeah, people are, they're out and they're thirsty.
I used to go out to the karaoke at the tavern every Tuesday. That was, like, my thing.
Yeah. Okay,
I was
yeah.
always there too. On Tuesdays, every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number three. Damn, you're 2-for-2. My reputation precedes me, but I promise you'll learn a lot here. The ones who go here have the same goal at some degree. Some people prefer mornings, some prefer nights, some don't want to be here at all. Where am I?
Ventura College.
Ventura Community College.
No. Yes, there you go.
Where was it?
That's where I went. That's my alma mater. My daughter.
Nordoff?
CSUCI.
Yes.
Oh.
The Dolphins. Eee!
Are they dolphins?
How did I never know that? Echo the Dolphin.
Mm-hmm. Echo the Dolphin? What does that mean?
That's the mascot.
Oh, then his name Echo. The dolphin's name is Echo. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. My ex that's works cute. There, and last year he took me to the like shut down institution that's on property.
Yeah.
And we just wandered around. There was like dolls, and it was very sexy that he would take me to a abandoned
spooky
mental hospital. I love that. Yeah, it was at night and it was really creepy.
Did you ever feel anything being on campus?
Yeah, my ex and I, when we found a vacant room, we went for it.
No, but I did. That's
not what I meant.
I did take a class in the old chapel, like the Catholic chapel, and there was like the confessionals were still in place and stuff. And so the first like couple classes, I was like, ooh, this is kind of creepy.
Is it true Hotel California is based after that place?
There's so many theories on that. Really? Song. Mm-hmm. So many theories on that song.
Hotel California is about a mental institution, and it's allegedly about the one that was on that campus.
Well, yeah, the Cal State Challenge before, when it was an institution, was the largest in California.
Mm-hmm. I knew that. Okay, well, you're 3-for-3. Number four, if you want to be here, you can buy your way in. You can come to watch or you can come to play. All genres are welcome here. Where am I?
All genres, it seems like music or something.
If you want to be here, you could buy in. You have to pay to be part of this. Or you could just watch. Ventura Theater.
Yes. Oh, oh my wow. God. That one was like, I bet you, like, this is the weakest one that I have probably.
That one was hard.
Yay. Good job. Okay, cool. And the last one, number five. If you want to find me, you have to know where to look. We're kind of a landing spot, both literally and figuratively. We have waffles, omelets, and jets. Where am I?
Oh my God. Is it in Camarillo? The fucking diner where you can watch the airplanes? Not Camarillo. Santa Paula. What is it? It's like the waypoint? Or...
You were right the first time.
Camarillo? Okay. Fuck.
Is that where they
have waffles? You just said it.
The waypoint?
Yeah. Waypoint okay. Cafe.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Hey.
You've never heard of Waypoint, let alone been there?
I've got to go. I love planes.
That's a brunch spot.
I should go on a flight. And have brunch.
You could definitely have brunch.
I've never gone on a plane before.
You need either a that's private a jet or a helicopter.
It's not a lie.
You remember your mom told you that you guys had been on a plane when you were really young.
I don't believe it. My mom is a compulsive liar. I don't recall that. And I remember everything. I would remember going on a plane.
Guys, we already debunked this.
Show me the receipt. On a Toby Talk episode. I was Kevin McAllister. They took off. They left me home alone.
Aw. Well, yeah, no. Waypoint Cafe, Camarillo, you get to watch, like, the planes come in. You get to watch them leave, helicopters. I don't think they do, like, commercial flights there. So you don't get, like, the huge planes. Yeah. But you can stuff your face with some freaking French toast, some banana French toast.
What's your brunch order? Do you go sweet? You go French toast?
Oh, I'm always sweet. Yeah. French toast.
I can't go sweet. No, I'm a breakfast burrito girl with a side of a pancake, one pancake. I could just have a couple bites.
I love it. I love eggs.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to do eggs and potatoes.
Potatoes.
Okay. Quick rundown for the next time you go to Ohio. You ready?
Okay.
Farmer and the Cook. Papa Lennon's.
Papa Lennon's.
Papa Lennon's. Oh my
God. What is that? Tipple that sounds kind of intimidating, to be honest.
Papa Lennon's? Papa Lennon's? A leather bar.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Fridays. No.
I believe everything you say. What the fuck?
Papa Lennon's is this really, it's probably one of my favorite restaurants in town. It's like this really rustic, kind of healthier Italian food, pizza, salads, pastas, like just so bomb.
So good.
So bomb.
And then there's Tipple and Ramble, the cutest wine bar you could ever go to. Even though you're not drinking,
Tipple and Ramble?
Yeah, even if you're not drinking, you go get a cheese board. They have the most amazing cheeses. You kind of pick everything so you can kind of customize it to what you want. Love that place.
Do they have TVs and like games and stuff?
No, but it's like a very vintage, like 60s outdoor area with like an airstreamer. It feels like
World Market.
It feels so cute, like you're somewhere else. Very sweet.
Okay.
What else is good? The Nest.
Little Sama.
Little Sama.
I'm on a Little Sama kick right now.
At Topa Topa Brewing, Little Sama.
How would you describe their food?
I would say it's like Asian fusion.
Oh, this is which one?
Little Sama.
Little Sama.
I've been on a kick going there a lot lately. Ooh.
But those are some places you should go.
So Topa Talk, is that like a Ojai thing? Like Topa, the word Topa? I know that there's the brewing place. Mm-hmm. Is that like a play off of that?
Yeah, we were coming up with all these different names for podcasts. I really wanted to be, why would you do that? The podcast. Because first of all, everyone was like, why are you starting a podcast? Like, you're a little late.
So that was there's like
a
billion comeback.
Podcasts. How is anyone going to listen to you? And then also, like, we were interviewing small businesses. Like, why would you do that?
Oh.
I think we had a couple.
So you're playing into like the criticism that you.
We had a bunch of name options, and I just called Melissa one day exhausted. Like, can we just be Topa Talk?
The Topa Topas are mountains here in Ojai, so that's why you will see Ojai related things are often Topa.
Yeah.
Because our most famous mountain range here is the Topa Topa Mountains, and so you'll see Topa Mountain Winery, you'll see Topa Topa Brewing Co., you'll see Topa Talk, you'll listen to Topa Talk, you'll subscribe to Topa Talk, you'll rate Topa Talk.
You'll like it, you'll share it.
You'll do a review for Topa Talk, you'll tell all your friends about it, so you know.
And I live on a street with the name Topa in it.
Why the fuck would you say that?
I say it all the time, and then I'm like, why? I'm going to get murdered. Come kill me.
And then my social security.
No.
No, so yeah, it's kind of was a lazy option.
No, I'd like it. Come on.
That seems very thoughtful, actually.
Yeah, it's very thoughtful. How dare you?
Topa Talk. Yeah.
How'd you come up with I Feel Tried?
That's kind of what I've never revealed. So, oh my God, how cool. I originally wanted it to be called Fun and Games because you can't misspell fun, or at least I hope you can't misspell fun and games, right? It's just phonetically correct. It's direct. You don't have to wonder, like, how was that spelled again? But the person that I started this with really didn't like it. And I'm not even crazy about it either. I wasn't like, yes, I love the name, but whatever, it should be more about what we're talking about anyways, not about what it's called. And he just really didn't like it, so then he was like, well, let's do something that's more specific to like what we do or how we are with each other. And we always go tried it when we like, you know, make fun of each other, and you catch it before it like really sits in there. So then I was like, okay, well, how about, you know, I Feel Tried.
That's cute.
And it's funny because now he's not even here to to help push this name even further.
No one else is going to have that name.
I'd also feel like it could be a Real Housewives quote.
I feel tried.
I feel tried and like walk out the door like, mm-mm.
Ooh. And the little wrist you just did, that was perfect.
Yeah. That's so cute. Fun and Games is also the name of my favorite horror movie.
Never heard of it.
I Feel Tried is the name of my favorite horror movie.
Cody.
Your episodic horror movie? Well, again, I want to thank you both so much for being part of this episode and lending your voices to our podcast. Everybody listening can go find you guys where?
iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play.
Look up Topa Talk. That's T-O-P-A-T-A LK, and thank you, Des, for having us on your wonderful, fun podcast. I had a blast.
Yeah, this is such a fun. Yes, thank you so much.
Oh,
I think this is our first crossover ever. This is really exciting for us.
Yeah, this was like.
I know. I've been wanting to do this for a lot. You know, again, I knew about your podcast before I started mine, so I thought that'd be cool to like collaborate with the other people that are out there hustling in Ventura County and trying to make this happen. So. Very grateful for you guys to be on today. Do you want to plug your individual social medias too?
I'd rather die.
Or no?
I'm on there.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Well, if you keep digging, I'm sure you'll find it from Topa Talk. So when are people going to be able to hear new episodes? I know that you just wrapped up season two. Do you have an idea of when season three will start?
The end of January.
Yeah.
We're planning. Okay, so that's yeah.
We're committing to 12 episodes next year, one episode a month. We might do more, but we're definitely going to do one a month, no matter what. But
yeah, we're excited.
I would like to do a little bit more.
Me
if
too.
Possible.
The last two recordings we did were too much fun.
I think next month we're gonna have nothing but time, you and I, with the way things are going.
Hashtag unemployed.
Yeah, but
same.
Yeah. What are we gonna do? But it also gives us a opportunity to work on things that we don't necessarily have. Whole lot of time to work on, like this really fun podcast and like connecting with people like you. And thank you for having us on.
Thank you so much.
Yay. I appreciate you guys. Everybody listening at home, I hope you're having a wonderful Thirsty Thursday. Enjoy your weekend. Happy freaking New Year. Oh my God, how did we go the whole episode not talking about New Year? Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year 2021. Better not fucking be on lockdown, but whatever.
What a great year 2020 was.
I think miss it.
Everybody's going to look back and remember what a fun year.
Well, we'll see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. We'll be right back.